Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The key thing, Susie, if I could leave one thing with your audience today, is it's the attitude that we bring as we pray over the promises. We plead the promises out of faith and humility, not demanding, not thinking, well, now I've got God in a corner and he has to do what I request because he's promised something. But no, out of his goodness and grace and mercy, he records promises in his written word for us that we apply faith to, and we come humble before him, boldly but humbly before him, laying these requests before him, pleading with him to do as he's promised for us, but submitting that to his good and perfect will.
Yeah, you know, I think we've forgotten, Tom, how holy God is. You look at evidences in Scripture, when God comes near, people go face down. And I think we've forgotten, maybe we've gotten so comfortable with our own theology that we've forgotten that our God is a consuming fire, so to come with reverence and holiness, mm-hmm. but an assurance, too, that he's glad to see us. Wow. Okay, so let's talk about this, how to plead a promise. I'm going to read these five, and we'll just tackle them one at a time. Come with a twofold attitude of abject humility, courageous expectancy, love that. Acknowledge before God our sinfulness and confess our sins. Bring the details and concerns before the Lord. Remind the Lord of his character and ask him to act in keeping with his attributes. Make the specific request based on the promise of his word. So let's start. You touched on this, but maybe if you want to say a little more about it. Coming with this twofold attitude of abject humility and courageous expectancy.
Well, again, we're encouraged in the Scripture that we can come boldly into the presence of God now through the blood of Christ. We are members of God's family. We can address him as Abba, Father, Daddy. There is an intimacy that has been granted to us with the holy, eternal God of the universe, our Creator, through the blood of Christ, his Son on the cross. It is an incredible privilege that has been extended to us, and we are invited to come into God's presence and make any request. Having said that, though, we remember, if we are wise, that it is God we're coming before. It's not my bud, if you will. It's not my, you know, someone else that I would treat kind of flippantly. I am entering into the presence of the Almighty God, and as you reminded us, when we see in the Scripture, when people come face to face in some kind of an epiphany where God takes human form, they fall on their faces dead men. They're speechless. And there's a sense of otherness about God that brings a certain respect. And as Hebrews remind us, we worship God with reverence and awe because he is God and we are dust who he breathes life into.
Mm. We've got about a minute and a half before we take this bottom of the hour break. But that second point you make is to acknowledge before God our sinfulness and confess our sins. Sometimes you hear from folks who say, I already confessed my sins. I'm not going to do that anymore. Don't need to do that anymore. What say you?
Yeah, well, again, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, and that is a continual action verb. That's not a one time and forever. And so I continually fall short, even though I know that I, by the grace of God, I am forgiven of all sin, past, present, and future. I am still encouraged to acknowledge, and that's the confession, I acknowledge my sin before God as the Holy Spirit convicts me. And I agree with God that, yes, I am a sinner saved by grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the shed blood on the cross that removes that sin from me. And I am righteous in positions before you because of the blood of Christ. And experientially, I'm being changed and transformed into the image of Jesus day by day.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.